When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. I got all my best buddies in the house, which is very exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Are you not, you're not filming today? You're suspiciously not wearing a, what's that thing called that stops you from breathing?
With a corset? Things?
That's it.
No, I'm not.
I don't know. I've never had to wear a corset. So why would I know what it is?
That's true. Well, you know, a couple of our guys have tried it on and given up after about 3 minutes.
Really? They tried on yours?
Not mine, but they tried on a corset in a fitting.
A corset.
And gave up after about 3 minutes. It's interesting. It's like, it's kind of like a thunder coat for dogs. I'll tell you that much.
It's like a thunder coat? Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought that was just a brand. And I was like, that's a fucking awesome brand. I don't know who decided to name it that, but that's sick.
No.
Where did we leave off?
We left off.
What happened in the last episode? We filmed this last episode yesterday, and I don't remember what happened.
I know. Lots happened in your life, it seems.
True professional.
What happened in the last episode was Iron Sisters, and we found out that Cleophas is part of the Circle and stabbed her friend.
Oh, that's right.
And now they're off. She's off doing who knows what.
And
Clary's got Sunlight Rune, and Isabel's spying for Aldertree, and Jace is on Ecor duty, and a lot's going on.
No kidding. No kidding.
And Simon and Maya are making eyes at each other.
Simon and Maya have started making eyes. I'm
jealous.
So into it. Clary should be jealous.
Yeah, I know.
You know what
Time
I mean?
To catch, man.
I get it. I'm fully with you.
So today, we are rewatching season 2, episode 7, How Art Thou Fallen? The original air date was February 13th, 2017, written by Holly Overton, directed by Ben Hernandez-Bray, starring Catherine McNamara, Dominic Sherwood, Alberto Resende, Matthew Daddario, Emerald Tabia, Isaiah Mustafa, Harry Shum Jr., with guest stars Alan Van Sprang, Alicia Wainwright, Lisa Berry, Nick Sagar, and David Castro. Oh my goodness, what's happening today, Dom?
What is happening for today? So, Clary takes a leap of faith. Clary and Luke find themselves at odds over the arrival of Cleo. Luke's sister shows up at the Jade Wolf claiming innocence about the recent attack. But with Luke not trusting a word Cleo says, he finds himself at odds with Clary, who sees an opportunity to get Valentine. Yet how far will Clary go to prove she's right about Cleo? Meanwhile, Simon gets dating advice from a surprising source as Isabel takes a dangerous path. I remember filming this scene.
Is this the one where you and Alberto? No.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because I get, don't I get, yeah, like I think the log line of events is I get booted out of.
That's right, because you just went to go stay with Magnus.
Is that true?
That was the end of the episode. You showed up and interrupted Malik's nice moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, this is the episode.
And you know what? 100%. This is also the episode where Clary has supersonic hearing for a little bit. Supersonic angelic hearing for just one episode. And
is
then
that true?
Never again. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that weird thing that they did where suddenly I was hearing these crippling noises?
My goodness. It's all going on. It's all happening.
Yeah. Ooh, we have dark hooded figure walking through the streets of Toronto. I remember shooting this episode. It was so cold. In fact, I think this is the episode. I have a scene with Lisa Barry later on where we're literally in an alley and they added these fans and doing ADR.
I remember this, yeah, because we turn up, do we not?
I think so.
Luke and I not turn up, and I remember seeing you and you were like not, you know when you're really cold and you get like a hint, like a hue of blue?
Yeah.
That's not what it was. You were blue, mm-hmm. like actual blue, and you couldn't talk.
Yeah. Well, and I remember doing ADR. It was so difficult to do ADR for that scene because my cadence of speech was different because I was so cold.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was later. It was like after that that they decided, oh, actually, maybe Shadowhunters can feel the temperature and let's dress our actors in something warm for
a little bit warmer.
The dependent weather.
Yeah. But here we go. Speaking of cold and cold hearts, we start off this episode with Valentine.
Yeah, that was a cool entrance as well. I forgot that he did that. That's an awesome entrance.
Yeah.
Little like superhero landing. That's great.
Was this at the Hearn again?
It's what it looks like. I was like just it, looking it? At that. It looks exactly like the Hearn, which seems like a silly place for it. Looks exactly like the scene that he told us about the brother sister thing. Like it, that set looks exactly the same. And it seems a little strange that he would go back there because that's the last place we saw him.
Yeah. Maybe he just popped in for a little meeting.
Yeah. He's got himself an angel. He's found himself an angel. This guy was great, man. What a trooper. You remember they put, so this happens later on, but we see this angel's wings and they had the practical wings. They had the actual wings and they were so heavy that not even like the stunt guys could stand up with them on because they had the physical engineering works to open behind him. And I think we ended up just not doing that and having CG, right?
I think they used it for one shot, but I think at the end they might not have. I remember where they shot this now. They shot this at a slaughterhouse that was about 20 minutes away from the studio. You remember that one day that we were supposed to shoot a scene there as well, and then they got behind and it was like 12 hours that we sat there and then they decided to move that scene that we were supposed to do somewhere else?
I don't remember that, but that sounds very like what it's like to make a TV show.
Mm-hmm. I only remember it because it was the one time I sat for 12 hours on that set. Otherwise, you know, our scheduling is great. But
Alyssa does make it.
Alyssa Capriati?
It is Alyssa Capriati. Yeah, she does make it into the show. I thought we'd cut her only scene, and that's not the case. She's in it.
No, she comes back a bunch. Oh, yeah, see, this is the supersonic hearing. Yeah, this is the supersonic hearing I was talking about. I'm walking along the Institute. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, there's a ringing in my ears or a screaming or something.
What is that based? Like, when did this happen? Is this just another like thing that we added in? So like, this is going to be a good story point.
It's a pure angel blood thing. Because Clary was injected with angel blood and Jonathan was injected. I don't know.
Do I have angel blood? I forget. Do I have pure angel blood?
Yeah, you do.
I do?
You and I have angel blood. Yeah, because gold eyes. See, yours exhibits itself in like gold eyes and rune stuff. Yeah. Mine is apparently supersonic angelic hearing and sunlight rune.
Once. Supersonic hearing one time. That's funny. That's great. Yeah, these powers are unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen. Much like my evening. I don't know. Welcome to Drunk Return to the Shadows for one episode because I'm positive I won't be allowed to.
I really want to do an actual drinking game with you one episode, but I feel like we should do it with, we should get like Alberto and Matt on as well and 100%. Watch an episode, one of the finales or something, 100%. And do like a drinking game with it.
Yeah, I'll run it by him. I'm seeing Matt tomorrow. I'll run it by him.
Sounds good. Well, now we're back. Speaking of, we're back with Malik.
We've skipped a whole bunch. It just plays in the background. I got to get better at this. Mm-hmm. There's a whole cute ass Magnus Alec gift giving scene. What do you think their love language is?
I think experiences, actually. I think time together and shared experience.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because that's when they bond
most. I forget what the languages are. It's
I don't know.
Words of affirmation, touch, gift giving, shared experience. Aren't there five?
I don't know.
Seven? I'm going to look them up.
I don't know.
I don't want to sound like a dummy on the podcast any more than I already do. If I can better myself, I will. This is a really confusing Google search. I just typed in love languages And the top results are, what are the 7 types of love languages? What are the 5 basic love languages? What are the 8 love languages? Are there 7 or 5 love languages?
Oh, dear Lord.
This is really confusing.
Okay.
Physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service.
All right. I mean, they don't get much of it.
So it's probably quality time for these two, right? That's what I would say. I think quality time.
Yeah,
together.
Quality time and words of affirmation, because those are the times that we see them bond the most, when they actually communicate.
That's
or get
true.
To spend a little time together.
What do you think ours is?
Mm.
Not you and me.
Yeah.
I don't think we have
sarcasm.
One.
Sarcasm? Sarcasm, yeah. And giving shit?
Definitely.
I think that's our love
yeah.
language.
Giving shit. Shit giving. No, what is Jason Clary's, do you think?
I think it's somewhere between... It's not words of affirmation, because I don't communicate that well.
No.
I think it's probably touch and quality time.
I actually think, yeah, I definitely agree with touch. I think it might be acts of service as well. I think
yes.
The more, especially like when they're sort of navigating through this world, I think the more that they see each other work with each other and see each other have sort of self-sacrificial benefits in each other's lives, then they grow closer towards each other, which I think is kind of, I never really saw acts of service as a love language. I see it as something that can be admired, but I never really saw it as a love language. But actually between these two, I kind of do.
I agree with you too. It also fits a bit with just the whole pathos of the Shadowhunters, that acts of service would be, you know, a huge thing.
Pathos is my favorite of the Three Musketeers.
Little known facts about Dom Sherwood, folks.
Yep. There's going to be lots of those tonight.
I can't wait.
Just so you know.
I can't wait. All right. Well, while you're doing your unauthorized advertisements, I'm going to watch you making out with Kaylee.
Oh, shoot. That comes already?
Yeah. Well, you guys are giggling. They're talking about Casanova right now. Apparently another one of Magnus' exes.
Oh, we're giggling in the background.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That comes later. Also, hats off, man. Like, imagine it being your first day and just being like, you're going to be pretty much naked. You're going to be making out with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really shitty way to join a show. It's a shitty way to really do it. Like imagine any job that you turn up and you're like, oh, P.S. this is what you're doing today. And you're like, ah, oh, fuck me, right? That sucks.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Damn.
And she was a real trooper.
Yeah, she was awesome. This is a really sexy episode, because next scene we've got shirtless Alberto with his washboard in the mirror. And Clary's like, oh, hey, hey, vampire looks good on you.
Yeah, your jealousy's showing.
Yeah.
It does look good on him. No
Clary
doubt.
Is not a...
Listen, you can't blame the girl.
No.
You can't blame the girl.
She's not covering very well.
But that's fine. You know what I mean? You never end up with a jealousy thing between Izzy and Clary.
Mm-mm.
I think Izzy's too sure of herself. I think she's like, he's going to end up with me.
Yeah.
That's fine. I know. Don't worry about it. Which I think is kind of cool.
I think it's
very, that's a very Isabel thing to do. Also, she's busy right now. Currently, she's busy.
She's quite busy.
Oh, man. I miss this set. I miss being on this set.
The boat basin?
No, any of them. Like our sets on Shadowhunters. Like I missed waking up every day and coming to work and coming to these.
I do too. We had such a good setup and it just felt like home, you know, with the where the props room was and the office was and the stunt room and wardrobe and everything was right there.
Yeah.
Ah, I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the cell phone strikes again. It's funny. It always makes me laugh a little bit when we use cell phones in the show, because in the books they don't, because the waves attract demons. So that's why they use fire messages. But it costs less to pull a cell phone out of your pocket, I think.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Unless I was doing ADR once, and this will remain completely anonymous who this was, but one of the actors who was in every episode, I'll say that much, had their phone, their personal phone, in their back pocket, and you could see the Apple logo.
I
spotted it in ADR, and I went, yo, I don't think we can have that in there, right? That's going to cost us a fortune. And they went, shit, the whole scene was scrapped.
It was not you and it was not me. We'll say that much.
Well, me. I never, because honestly, like mine's more embarrassing. Like I'm naturally quite skinny and I worked really hard to be in good shape for this, but like I'm still quite slim. And I like the iPhone Pro Max, the big one. I like, that's my model, I guess. And it looks too big on me. Like it makes me look like I'm really small holding a regular size phone. Like I just look stupid. So it doesn't come to set with me ever. I also find it very distracting to have my phone on set. And if we had anything that needed to be Googled, that's why Matt's there.
Exactly.
It's the real truth.
Speaking of Matt, here we have another Malik scene. He's getting his alert. Damn it. He has to go to work.
No.
See, quality time being interrupted once again.
Always. It's constant. It's relentless.
Aww. I love their relationship. It's just those little touches of sweetness. There's such a warmth to it. Oh, and here we go. You are in bed with Asili.
Yeah, I'm in bed with Asili. Right, you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in bed with Asili. a large part of this. So this scene was done pre intimacy coordinators.
Oh, yeah.
So for those who don't know, an intimacy coordinator is someone who comes on and makes sure that everyone who is in an intimately fragile situation feels comfortable on set. That's basically sort of the entirety of their job. So things you are willing to do, things you aren't willing to do, whether it's to do with the performance or how you're treated on set or making sure you're covered for certain amounts, whatever it is, that's their job. And this was done pre-intimacy coordinator. So it's a lot of people don't do this, hence the necessity for an intimacy coordinator. But we did. You have this discussion ahead of time. I always try to. What are you comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with? Let's coordinate the scene ahead of time so nobody feels strange on set. And Cilic was our AD on this one. And he was sort of in charge. We had our conversation, but he was in charge of making sure that everyone feels comfortable. And he did an amazing job.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone, because we've hung out with her a bunch of Michelle, we've hung out a bunch of times since then.
Yeah.
And I think he does an incredible job of making sure that everyone feels safe and secure on our set. So hats off to Cilic, hats off to Michelle for throwing yourself into the deep end there as well.
Absolutely. And hats off to the makeup team as well for not only the Cilic runes or the Cilic tattoos, but all of the runes. I forget how great the runes look, especially on camera.
Yeah.
You know,
interesting as well? So my rune, I've paused at sort of the perfect moment here where I have ended up lying on top of Kaylee and you can see the rune on my side right here.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big, you know this, there's a big tattoo under, I can sort of show you here.
Yeah, there you go.
A real tattoo underneath that rune. But I'll be damned if you can see that. You cannot see that there is a tattoo under there at all. They did an amazing, amazing job.
It's so incredible.
Those days are pretty hellish
for
me and for the makeup team. It's like four people who have to sit for 2 hours with spray paint and like cover my entire body and then apply all of these things. They're horrendous. Like, I don't know why I get tattoos. I'm getting another one in like a week. Aren't we, Daryl? We're getting another tattoo soon, right?
What are you getting?
Yeah, he said apparently, but he is.
No?
No.
Okay, fine.
Secret.
You'll tell me later.
Also, we're not really decided on it yet.
Ooh, okay.
that's the real truth.
Good luck. Good luck.
Then I'm done. That's it. My last one.
No.
That's what I'm promising myself. It's
no.
My last one. Because it's unfair to go to new sets and be like, oh, by the way, I have all of these ridiculous tattoos on me that you have to cover. Which is like every job as well. Like, we managed to sneak a couple in Partner Track, but like Penny Dreadful was set in the 40s. Like, any tattoos in the 40s? Like, you have to get rid of them all.
I'll believe it when I see it.
So it's not
though.
Fair. That's what I've decided. So no more tattoos. I'm getting one more and then we're done.
Uh-huh. I'll believe it when I see it. But also, I miss wearing the runes at work. There are some days it was such a transformative thing. It was just an indication of, you know, I'm out of one person and now I'm this other person. And I don't know, I miss it.
I agree. Makeup in general for me is that's sort of my time. Like, accent wise, you know this because we've had cars together at work quite a bunch. But, accent starts on the ride to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of slowly gets me into, you know, whatever it is, whatever headspace it is. But yeah, when you're sat in the makeup chair, that's when you become this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially someone like Jace. Like, Jace is so infinitely better looking than I am, which sounds fucking mental because I played him. Like, I get how insane that sounds.
Yeah.
But, like, he's really good looking. And a lot of that is, like, his confidence and how he holds himself and whatever. And a lot of it is the job that the makeup team does.
Mm.
And as they were doing their thing, I felt, like, my confidence and, like, Jace sort of becoming a thing as we're sort of sat in the chair, which is it's such a weird like, it's almost like a version of schizophrenia. Like, this other person is stepping into the spotlight but it's still me, you know what I mean? Like, it's a really odd thing to sort of describe, but it's fucking great. I love it.
That's why I love changing my hair. And, you know, even when I have the opportunity to wear a wig at work, I love it because it's such a clear delineation of you sit in the chair and you are someone else after a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Oh,
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's something so, it's always interesting how, you know, Jace accentuates his bravado when he's feeling insecure.
He's feeling down. It's such a common thing. I was going to say with men, and I actually don't think that's true. I think this is a very common pattern of behavior that I've seen more and more since playing Jace, since understanding. I've seen it when I do it. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I do it 100%. Like if I'm feeling insecure, I completely cover that up until I find someone safe that I can talk to. And I'm like, great, now I can offload this. But like when I'm with strangers, I'm like, let's make a joke about this. But like really, I'm dying inside. And since playing him, it's really polarized my ability to focus on that. So I've seen it in people and I go, oh, wow, there it is. Yeah, I know exactly what's happening here. And I'm like, we don't know each other well enough for me to call you out on this, but like, I know what's happening here. So I some people go too far, right? Like I've seen it very often where people are just dicks, like complete dicks. Mm-hmm. And you see it, like you see this flash. I'm like, oh man, I lived with exactly this for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get a pass. You maybe shouldn't get a pass fully, but you kind of get a pass because I'm like, I get it. Someone hurt 13-year-old you 20 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And that insecurity is showing right now and you're covering it up and you're doing a good job at covering it up. And you know what? Fair enough. You're going to figure this shit out and I get it. That's fine. But it's the reason that it's very rare that I snap to anger. I snap to drinking and we're back.
And we're back. And now Alec and Clary are having a chat about Jace because he's...
Yeah.
I love the sort of begrudging cooperation between these two.
It's so curmudgeon-y. It's like my favorite thing. Like, fuck, I've run out of sources. Like, I have to go to Clary.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite bit.
Yeah, Jace is in trouble. Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk to you about it. I don't want to talk to you about it either. Fine.
Ooh, I don't know what I just skipped to, but I just caught Harry doing the coolest wink I've ever seen in my entire life.
Damn.
If you're watching... Wait. Let me find it. Okay. So if you're watching on Netflix, it is at 12 minutes, 53 seconds.
All right.
Check it out. He's doing a scene with Maya and he does the coolest wink I've ever seen in my entire life. And he does it with his left eye.
Wow. I'm still in Clary Isabel land, but I'm going to skip a little bit because basically we're talking about Jace and there's Cleophas and there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah. And Izzy's having a tough time. Mm-hmm. Also, I've said this before and I'll say it again and I've said it to Emerald. This is my favorite section of her performance. Like this, the whole like injury to starting it to, she deals with some really fucking tough issues in this, really tough issues. And she absolutely nails it.
Yeah.
Absolutely nails it. Especially like the recovery section at the end is, it's like brutal and she's so good at it. Anyway, that's my little side note that I think Em did a fantastic job there.
Ooh. Now we've got Sister Cleophas cutting herself open.
She's doing what?
She just cut her waist open.
Oh, why? Why is that happening?
Now we've got Magnus and Matt.
Oh, because she needs to pretend to be injured, probably, would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to pretend
to
be injured.
So she can be like, brother, help me.
There's another one of those episodes where I don't fully remember a lot of this.
Now we've got Magnus. You know, I forgot about this Magnus and Maya scene. It's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the downworlder interpersonal relationships are so interesting.
The downworld, that's the words I was trying to find, and you got them ahead of me, and I appreciate that. Is that, yeah, it is. It's that down, like there's this real unilateral, everyone went through a version of this. Like mm-hmm. everyone went through a version of being ostracized, then figuring it out, finding their family, doing their thing, blah, 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 then figuring out that they're immortal. And wait, are the werewolves immortal?
No.
They're not immortal. No.
I think they live longer than humans, but they're not immortal. Yeah, vampires are immortal. Vampires and warlocks.
Mm. Are Seelies immortal? Seelies have to be immortal.
Yeah. Well,
right?
No, Seelies, they're not immortal. They just live a lot longer. Seelies will live like,
okay,
you know, 600-800 years, I think.
But the Seelie queen is immortal?
Don't know. I think she just ages at a different rate. Yeah. We just saw Magnus catch Isabel trying to buy drugs.
Yes, we did.
And Magnus can smell a lie from 10,000 miles away.
Very clever.
Oh, man. I love a father-daughter Clary Luke moment.
Yeah.
Oh, and Clary's like, by the way, I made a new rune. Don't know how. Don't know why. Don't know what it's for. But I did it. And your sister seemed to like
this
it.
This is one of the questions we answer in the show, though, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
We do find out why you have this ability.
Yeah. Ah, see, this is, Luke is the only capable adult in this entire show. He's like, hey, wait, mm-hmm. we can't trust my sister. I know she's my sister, but she might be working with Valentine. What a novel idea.
Yeah, let's not trust her. Has she even turned up with you guys yet? We did such a good job of timekeeping last episode, and I feel like we're doing a bad job now.
Look at 100%. Simon all smiley going to pick up Maya.
Oh. Hey, he's wearing a shirt. He's all dressed up.
Yeah. Only bumps into Izzy. Oh, there's the dating advice.
He's like my favorite commentator of, and I can't remember how much of this was Alberto versus how much was written about him. He does such a good job of like little New York-isms.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he turns up and she's like, you're early by like 2 hours. And he's like, well, you know, the F train is whatever. And like, that's not, if you haven't lived in New York, you just wouldn't know. You don't know what that is. So it's a little nod to like, that's a New Yorker. Yeah. He's a New Yorker at heart, which is fucking cool.
It's amazing. That's why, it's part of why he is Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, look, and here's an injured Cleophas stumbling into the Jade Wolf. How fortuitous.
Yeah.
Lisa Barry just coming in at a 10. She's just so committed to all
coming
of this.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, fake blood. God, we hate fake blood. it just is terrible.
As Alberto does a shot of it.
It's just dreadful. And the problem is, there's no real way to do fake blood in CGI.
No, there really isn't.
There's no way to do it.
No.
The only way to do it is to have practical fake blood, and it sucks.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, I'm about to get covered in it tomorrow at work for our season finale.
Spoiler? No, I'm assuming, did it often you just had patches of blood that you would slip in the 1780s?
Sure. Yeah. That's definitely what's happening in our show.
What happens? Does someone die? Who dies?
We'll
cut it out. I just want to know.
Lots
of people die?
Not
do you
lots
kill
of
people?
People?
Is it like a, have you had to do a quick draw yet? Have you had to do cowboy like?
No, I've barely gotten to do anything stunt wise. This is the first episode
That's
where I actually
shame.
Get to shoot a gun.
You genuinely should go to Kinsey's place. Side note, go to Kinsey's place and get the peacemaker that I have.
Okay.
If they ever put you with a handgun,
yeah.
There's nothing in it. It's completely safe. It has rounds in it that are all completely dead. There's nothing. It's an airsoft gun, but it doesn't have any gas in it. So it can't do anything.
Oh, nice.
But it functions like a gun.
That's fun.
So you can learn to do everything.
That's cool. I just get to run around with a giant shotgun in this episode, which is going to be
sick.
Fun.
Yeah. Like a double barrel?
Yeah. Like an 1870s
so
Winchester.
Cool.
Little wink to Supernatural.
So cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And there's our two boys at the bar.
This was arguably one of my two favorite scenes ever to film with Alberto.
Yeah.
So the writers, this was one of those moments where like, oh shit, like they trust us. They genuinely trust us to do our job because they gave us lines and genuinely came to us at the beginning. They were like, do one or two takes with the lines as they are, and then you guys can do whatever you want. Like, we've seen how you guys work together. You guys can do whatever you
yeah.
want. It's a really nice sensation to be able to be like, oh, fuck, okay. They really do trust us with this. They trust mm-hmm. us with our characters. And that's a really amazing feeling. And Alberto and I did really get to have a lot of fun.
That's wonderful.
With this. Alicia as well, actually,
yeah.
honestly. Like, I think I spit in one was her. I think she added that in. I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's amazing. And this is also where the illustrious book club joke came from. that we reprised later several times in the show.
Mm-hmm. That's not in the books?
I think it's mentioned once in the books, but we made more of a deal of it in the show.
Yeah, we really did.
Because it was fun.
We really, truly did. It was fun. No kidding. Oh, God, we played with this as well. Like, we were out at dinner and stuff, and we just messed with this scene a whole bunch. It was really good fun. God, I want to work with Alberto again. I want to work with Alberto solely the rest of my career. That's all I want to do, honestly, is I just want to work with Alberto for the rest of my life.
That's fair.
With other people, with you guys and other people as well. But like, every job, my caveat, like when I get to, like, fingers crossed, like Leonardo DiCaprio status, he's going to be furious because he's going to be like, dude, I want to do other work. And I'll be like, no, it's in all of my contracts.
No. Alberto has to be
in this thing that I'm doing. That's really cute. Oh.
Cleophas getting healed.
You say getting healed? Oh, healed. Arati. I thought you meant healed, like how you heal a dog. Like, heal. Oh.
No, she's trying to heal her brother, but, well, she kind of is. She's healed and healed.
She's healed and healed.
Oh no, I'm so sad. Valentine infiltrated the Citadel and killed my friend. I definitely didn't stab her in cold blood.
Why don't we have, like, we do have forensic guys, right? Like, we have a forensics team. Izzy is one of them. Like, we have a forensics team. Couldn't we look at that body and be like, this came from this blade? Can we do that?
Maybe, but if you think about it. Do we ever do that? I don't know. But the thing is, with that, the Circle uses the same blades as the Iron Sisters.
But I mean, like, if it was like a bullet, like,
well, yeah,
wouldn't they all be sort of fairly Oh, I just put myself in the eye.
What are you doing?
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
I didn't do it on purpose. Catherine, relax. That's enough out of you. No, I guess not. Yeah, if they're all made from the same metal, why are you laughing at me?
Sorry.
I'm trying to be a professional. This is as professional as I get at, holy shit, it's only 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation. I got my best friends over. I'm on vacation.
Yes, you are. Okay. Sassy Joel LaBelle is back.
He's, again, like another one of our guys who just like nails his character. And he's actually, if arguably of all of our guest stars, possibly the least like his character.
Mm-hmm.
Like up there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Aside from like Luke Baines and Will Tudor.
Of course, like murdering psychopaths. Although Luke, maybe. No, I'm kidding. We'll flash back to this little clip when we have him on the show.
Yeah,
I should text him and see how he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that Clary was the one that clocked that Luke's suspicions were correct because Cleophas calls her Clarissa.
Mm.
And that's the
ding,
ding, ding. But hey, this is our chance to find Valentine, so let's play along, because that's smart.
Yeah, why not? Wow, I'm back with the Simon J scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's so good. Also, so the issue with when they let us play is Alberto is so funny. Like, so funny as a human being, and then him as Simon is so brilliant, because he's wildly intelligent, and he fully understands who Simon is. You mix those two things together, and I'm looking at my face right now, and I'm like, oh, I can see you not trying to laugh. I can see it in your body. You are trying so hard not to laugh. Because I didn't know what he was going to say, and every time he would say something, it was funnier than the last time.
Yeah, of course.
It would get me. There's a lot of looking away. I'm looking away a lot, and that's because I have to look at something like, oh, bar taps aren't funny. I'm going to look at those instead. That's what's happening. I'm cheating, ladies and gents. Yeah. I'm cheating. That's what's happening. I am cheating as an actor.
I also love you two doing impressions of each other. It really makes me happy.
So good. This was really fun.
This is the little, it reminds me of, what's that movie? The Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Crazy Stupid Love. This
Crazy
is like
Love,
the Crazy Stupid Love montage, but just condensed down into one scene for you two. And I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of our relationship is like that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's very like that sort of dynamic, which is really good fun.
Mm-hmm. I love the banter that you two actually get to have. You know, this is that theory. Yeah. It plays into that theory that if Clary hadn't been between you two would have been best friends the whole time.
100%. 100%. Like, there's no denying this in my mind. Like, if Jace genuinely didn't like someone, there's no world in which this scene would have happened.
Yeah.
Like, no world in which Jace liked Simon from the get-go. Like, from the minute one, he liked Simon. But Clary was in the way. Clary was the you know, there's, hey, listen, it all ends up okay. Except for you. You lose all your memories.
Wait, I forgot Alberto got the little twirl of the stele too.
Yeah. Yeah. That twirl is why I don't have a stele in season 2B.
Yeah, well, that's
true. Twirl, because I kept breaking them.
Oh, they let Alberto do it. He does such a good you. It blows my mind.
He does a good me. He does do a good me. Yeah.
But I remember there was a day on set where Alberto was like, all right, Kat, I got to show you this. Tell me honestly, does this look like Dom? And he switched into like his Jace impression and did the whole walk and everything. And my mind was just blown.
Yeah.
He worked so hard on this.
Bless him. Good stuff. Again, nod to the makeup team. So I'm at the scene with Izzy and Alec. Just another little nod to the makeup scene. They're just slowly starting to mess with Emerald's look. Mm-hmm. Just the tiniest little bit. Like, she's just starting to come out of the other side of addiction. Again, if anyone out there has any concerns about yourself, thoughts, problems with addiction or with friends or family, anyone, we will attach a link to this with safe places to call and go and get advice or help. We'll attach it to this.
Absolutely.
But the makeup team do an incredible job here of starting to make her look like, how do you make Emerald not look good? You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're sort of just toying with the idea, little bits. Yeah, yeah. Wow, it's incredible.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Why did we not do that thing of throwing the different stuff to different screens more? That was so cool.
Honestly, there are a bunch of like cool things that we do in the show, and I'm like, why didn't this become like a theme that we do every single time? This is really cool. I don't know, probably because it was expensive. That would be my guess, is that it's expensive.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we have, you know, $20,000 extra dollars of the VFX budget for this episode. Let's throw some things around screens. I don't know.
We got a little ahead of ourselves this time. We've got some spare money. Let's spend it. When everyone finds out that we've got spare money.
And then never use it again.
That's great. Yeah, no,
welcome
exactly.
Because
they take
folks.
It back. If they find out you got spare money, they're like, great, give it back to us. No, we're going to spend it.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Oh, you just tased Luke in the back.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
What?
I forgot about that.
Oh, pun intended, but woof.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke. I love that look, that little look he gives at the end. It's like, oh, I'm so pissed, but I'm kind of proud of you.
But kind of like, fair enough. Yeah, well, good.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. There was a storm coming, which is why the lightning, mm-hmm. and the angel, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just remembered how this scene ends.
Which one?
This episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just remembered how this episode ends. Yeah.
Oh, smooching. More smooching. So much smooching in this episode.
Who's smooching?
Magnus and Alec.
Oh, okay.
He walks in the door and he's like, I'm going to smooch you.
Oh, that's a good smooch. That's a solid smooch.
Yeah. Magnus putting the brakes on.
It's a bit of an awkward.
Which also, like, fucking damn good boyfriend. Yeah. That is a damn good boyfriend thing to do. Like, no, no, no. I just, like, once you've got the sort of capacity to semi-read each other and you're like, I think you're doing this for the wrong reasons, and I'm going to, and it doesn't just come down to sex necessarily. It comes down to all facets of life where you're like, whoa, let's hold up. Like, let's discuss this. Let's get through this as a process together. Like that.
Yeah. Again, the healthiest relationship on the show. These two.
Yeah, always. Yeah, 100%. God, we're in the alleyway. I can see it in your eyes that you're cold. Like, I can see the, you know, when it's so cold and the wind hits your eyes and it's so cold that you almost start to tear up a little. I can see it. It's fucking rough, dude. Toronto. And we're not even in the winter yet. Like, this is
this is like October. But they also brought in one of those industrial fans as well to blow wind down the alley
for the storm. Yeah, it doesn't help. What's happening to you right now? What's this? Oh, you're hearing the angel, right? You're hearing the screams of the angel. Yeah.
And Cleophas is like, what sound?
Well, that makes sense then. If it's the angel screaming, then maybe we don't use it again because we don't come in contact with another angel.
I do.
Right?
A couple times.
We come in contact. You summon one.
A couple times.
Really?
Well, there's a Thuriel that comes back later. He comes back one more time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm in the woods.
True?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And then Lilith does the thing. And we had a pig thing. It's coming. What? Yeah, it's coming.
Was I in this fucking show? I remember nothing.
You were in this show, but you were not in that scene.
Got it.
I was in the woods by myself.
Poor guys getting dragged by chains. Oh, that's not good. That's bad. There's some slow motions. I'll tell you this right now. Nobody doesn't look good in slow motion. Everybody. Valentine is torturing a literal angel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in slow motion and he still looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. There's something about slow motion makes you look good.
It's true. It's also Alan Van Sprang, I think, always.
That's true.
Cool,
yeah,
no
a lot of it
what.
Is probably, yeah. Yeah, his gravitas.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, and that's right. So I activate Cleophas's hearing rune so she can hear it as well.
Mm.
Why isn't that something we do and later on, like with the werewolves or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah, Superman uses it all the time. And it's like, that's why he's at crimes like so quickly. Why don't we just have like centuries shadow hunters that constantly have it activated and like, great, like 48th and 7th, get down there now. This is happening. And you're like, perfect, cool, I'm there.
So many questions. Yeah, Clary, good idea. Accuse the person, the murderer in front of you of her crime while you're alone in an alley. Good idea.
On your own in an alleyway. Yeah. But your skills are coming along.
A little bit.
Maybe. I don't know if you'd be able to take down an Iron Sister on your own, but maybe.
I don't know, but she's changed her tune because, you know, capturing an angel is apparently too far for her moral compass.
Yeah, no kidding.
Valentine's harming an angel, then everything we love will be destroyed.
Yeah, this is it. I remember the wind this day. I remember this.
Yeah.
All of us are shivering. All of us look like cold. Isaiah, steady as a rock.
Oh, of course.
Steady as a rock.
It's Isaiah.
Just like completely fine because it's Isaiah.
This was also his bulletproof coffee phase, which I think had a lot to do with it.
That is true.
Yeah. Hey, please don't shoot your sister.
Why are you doing this? Why are you talking to these bad vampires? Also, for seedy, like, alley vampires, they're all dressed very well.
Well, they're vampires.
I know, I get it, but they also, like, they don't look like your standard bad vampire. I don't know. What does a bad vampire look like? You're right, I'm wrong. Okay, fair enough, let's move on. Simon's being super cute with Mari, brought the Blade Runner Collector's Edition. Super cute.
Oh, she's still reading Jane Eyre.
Yeah, she is. She's further along, though.
Ooh, she calls him out.
Good actors follow where they're at, right?
That's true.
This is a really, really smart thing to do. I remember I did a play once years and years and years ago, and I was doing a scene with a girl who was reading a book. And when I come in, she gets distracted and she stops reading the book. And our first night on stage, she'd never done this in rehearsals, but her first night on stage, she stops reading the book and she just goes quickly and dog ears her page and then shuts the book. And it was one of those things where I'm like, oh man, you're destined to do this for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like it's such an instinctual, like your character wants to know where they're at, but so subconsciously and wants to do this as well.
Yeah.
So it's just a thing that happened. And it was so good. It almost like, it's those little nuances and it almost made me lose my place. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's the little things, man.
It had me out of sorts.
It's the little things. Speaking of the little things or not so little things, Maya fully calls Simon out for being in love with Clary.
Yeah.
I hear everything.
Hear everything.
All the dating advice, left, right, and center.
Does he hook up with Maya before you or after you?
After me, because you hook up with Maya while Clary and Simon are together.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Right? I think they just say, we're just going to be friends. And then...
No, you're right, because the dinner scene, you're right.
Is after.
You're 100% yep. right. Yep. And they're going to go and watch Blade Runner. Oh, so bless cute. Them.
Ooh, look at this fight between Lisa and Alan. Well done, Lisa Barry.
Solid. Some of these are my favorite fights, by the way. The ones almost where we, like, not almost. I mean, they're almost my favorite fights. They weren't almost fights. They were regular fights. But they, some of these are my favorites where we don't use the weapons. It was just, like, brawling. And Luke, Isaiah got to do a lot of this, and it was really cool. Like, watching these, this just, like, the animals kind of take over. These were really cool. Mm-hmm. However, this is one of my favorite
fights. Do you remember the scene of us walking up the stairs where that where we yeah. did that scene?
It was on the way to the stunt office, right?
Yeah. Like, so they repainted. The yeah. This was literally just a hallway in the office, a staircase in the office of our production office. And they repainted it and made it look all gross and old and, you know, dilapidated just for this little tiny scene.
Yeah. Not even a scene, like the preface to a scene. Yeah. It's like the anacrusis to a scene.
Yeah, I just remember we had to say this dialogue so fast because the staircase was so short.
It's six stairs. We had six stairs to say these words on, you know, because like, let's say it's a 12 staircase, 12 stair staircase. Three or four of those stairs are taken up by the camera crew.
Mm-hmm.
Then mathematically, I've taken away three or four from 12 and ended up with six. And that's just where we're at. We're just going to leave that there and move on. We're just going to move on. No words need to be said, Kat. We're just going to move right on. Dominic Sherwood.
Well, this scene, this fight scene, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was the first major scene we shot on our 360-degree green screen.
Yeah,
it is. And they had, but they had practical lighting rig, a lightning rig. So our DOP could press a button and the lightning would happen. And that was really cool.
Yeah, it would go off. Yeah.
But I loved doing this scene.
This is also our first scene, right? Out in, this is our first Clary J scene out in the wilds that isn't like training or whatever.
Yeah.
This is our, this might be our first fight scene, honestly.
I think it is our first fight scene that you and I did all of.
Yeah.
Because I think this was by this time we had trained with Darren and Dino enough where we had gotten to a point where they trusted us to do the whole fight. And we were able to do it. I mean, obviously, you know, Aaron and Mariev were there, but, They just ended up using us, yeah. Which I was really proud of because you and I worked really hard.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and they, this was the one. This wasn't this the granite smoke day?
Yes, it was.
When we turned up and the granite was they wet down very often. They wet down the floors, which we don't talk about that much. But we haven't really seen the Shadowhunters prison yet, and that's where they really wet down the floors, and it was a nightmare. But they
I have things to say about that floor.
Wet floors look better than me too. Wet floors have. It looked better than regular floors, apparently, on screen. I didn't know this, but our floors were constantly fucking wet.
Yeah.
And so they, when they made this, there's little bits of like shale of granite throughout this, and they wet it down overnight. And then in the morning, it all dried up, and just this like powdery granite was in the air. So we did our first rehearsal, and neither of us could breathe. We were like, this is going on. Like, why don't I just breathe or see? So they had to go back and like between takes had to spray it all down. So there wasn't this powder in the air that we were breathing it. But it was really something. And also the camera crew did an amazing job on this one.
They really did. It also, ever since this fight scene has stuck with me. Because, you know, fight scenes always seem to be in a storm, during lightning, when there's wind, right? And as someone who has very long hair that's often down in these fight scenes, that becomes a bit of a problem. But I was so glad that I had this experience because I remember being... I was on Arrow during one of our season finales and I had to do a fight scene on top of a 10-foot wall without a wire, but that was about maybe 6 or 7 feet wide. Yeah, but it was like 10 feet off the ground. And they'd put stunt mats on either side of it, but my hair was literally, it was all wind and our stunt team, they were in masks as well. So nobody could see and they had lightning going off and all this crazy stuff. But I always kept thinking back to this fight scene and I'm like, well, I got through this one. So, you know, hopefully I won't fall off this wall.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I have questions about that, but there you go.
Look at that flip. Look at that gainer that you're doing. Damn.
Dude, that was the one that got me. That was when Darren and I had that conversation of like, dude, my hip hurts. And he's like, yeah, man, it will. Like, if you want to do stunts, you don't come to me every time you've got a little bruise. You come to me when something's really wrong or you feel unsafe, and then we take care of it. But like, you want to do your stunts, you're going to get bruised up.
Yeah. Sorry. The guy just did the arm break, and the way that he like contorted his arm to make it look that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The double slice. Take that man down. It was so satisfying.
With the overhead shot, the solid overhead shot when we timed it out correctly. Yeah, dude. And I remember this was one of the early times where I saw Darren. Darren used to do this thing where he would sit behind the monitors, and I'm sure he still does this, but he's so invested in what we're doing. And you'd see him like jumping up and down like a little kid, like doing what we're doing. And then when it works, he's like, yes, yes. And that excitement builds within us as well. And this was one of the first times that I really saw it. And you could turn, like, we were done with our shot and we turn around and he's like, oh yeah, we fucking nailed it. And that makes us feel great. Like, yeah, that was a cool one.
It's like when you're, you know, playing sports and you look over and you just see your coach beaming with pride. That's all you want.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, we never get to hear Gray Mark anymore. Sorry, I'm back in the scene with Valentine and Cleophas and Luke. Man, the sibling relationships, Valentine just loves to manipulate them, doesn't he?
Of course.
No, he didn't steal Jocelyn. You became a monster. There's a difference.
Yeah, right? This is on you, buddy. This is on you.
How do they get out of this? Oh, Cleophas pulls a move. And they both get away. And then we try to free the angel. Not working.
I think these are the practical wings, you know? I skipped ahead
a little.
I love
how Jace just starts hacking at the chains.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like yeah, he's an instrument. He's a blunt instrument. That's what he does. He's a hacker. That's what he does. I think those are the real wings. I think we got the shot with the real wings.
I think we did, because I remember we did one that they tried. I have to say, this gentleman did an amazing job with his moan, and it lived on in our set. In fact, every time that we were having a hard day or something was going wrong, or, you know, Murphy's Law came into play on our set, our camera operators would use this moan over and over again. Those are the practical wings. Those are definitely the practical wings.
They are, right? Yeah.
I think they were enhanced probably a little bit, but, that's right. And we grab his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess, you know,
and
we can trust an angel.
What our potential near future means.
Oh, right. This
we
is the first
someone.
Of the angelic visions. Ooh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Burned Lasagna Man.
But he doesn't look like Burned Lasagna Man in this. He looks good.
No, that hand looks more like my demon curse hand that comes in later.
Yeah, but it's like gold. It's got like gold bits in it. It's by design. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does look a little burnt, I guess. And the nails. Either way, I think it looks fabulous.
It's amazing. Way to go, folks, VFX. And then the angel goes into the sky and we go, what did we just see?
What did we just see?
And that is the end of our episode.
For another day. You know, I have to apologize because I thought we were doing so badly with time. We have nailed it again. We have absolutely nailed it. I just looked at our timing. We have crushed this one. We did a fantastic job. It's probably you. You're better at timekeeping than me. And I'm
drunk, do a good
so
job.
I can only guarantee that it was you.
You know, I gotta credit both of us because we each love to tangent and get caught in a story or a this or a that when it comes to the show. And we do a really good job at bringing each other in.
We do. We bring each other back. Yeah, I'm into it.
We work well together. Go figure.
Go figure. Well, until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
It's been a pleasure. As always, Kat, good talking to you. And we'll see you soon.
Have fun with the gang. Give them my love.
Of course. Send it back.
Bye.
Peace.
Return to the Shadows is hosted and executive produced by me, Catherine McNamara, and Dominic Sherwood. Our executive producer is Ling Lee. Our senior producers are Liz Hayes and Diego Tapia. Our producers are Hannah Harris and Kristen Vermilia, and our intern is Sam Katz. Original music by Alex Kinsey and performed by Alex Kinsey and Catherine McNamara. The episode was mixed by Seth Alansky. Be sure to subscribe to Return to the Shadows wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a review.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.